on the Boss Man Show, Boss Report, not your man, Neek. Gerald, the Boss Man, here with you, bringing you the worst of Florida news you can ever find on the planet Earth. And my man, Neek's here with me, my fellow March brother, my fellow TSU Tiger brother, my man, Neek. What's good, brother?
Man, I'm good, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, it's the birthday week, so I can't complain one bit, my brother.
I feel you.
No doubt. Well, bro, we got to start in Florida. We got to start with the trend that we've had the last few weeks here.
I guess we're going to start and end there this time, right?
Yeah. Gorilla glue in the booty hole. Got that problem again, Neek. We got a Florida man arrested because he decided to glue up the girl's booty at Wendy's, who is messing with, who didn't give any free fries on the low like she usually does every day when he drives to.
That. How did he get close enough to do that?
When she came home from work and she got out of the shower, he set up, told he wanted to experiment, try something new, got some new liquid he wanted to use. It was Gorilla Glue.
Wow.
Over some not getting no free fries from Wendy's, bro, which ain't that good.
Wendy's fries are never that good. It never been that good enough for you to do that to somebody, so far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. Already, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Nobody's fries are that good.
Well, oh my goodness. Florida man arrested after slicing up ex-girlfriend for deleting the Stars app off his iPad because he couldn't watch Power no more.
Like I said about Wendy's fries. That show's not good enough for all this.
How about this, Deek? Re-download the app, my man.
Exactly. Ain't like the app can just be automatically deleted.
Go on your app store and re-download the app, bro.
Just download a new app, bro. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah, you in jail because you went crazy for no reason over some sort of minute.
Wasting your time, bro. Just wasting your time.
Gets worse. Florida man arrested for causing a power outage in the neighborhood after ex-girlfriend broke up when he cut down the power lines on his own with a saw.
Yeah, he wanted to die. He really wanted to die. Yeah. He wanted to die. A chainsaw.
Power lines. Bro, once again, take your L and move on.
Right.
It's okay. There's many other Florida women out there for you.
Right. Right. It's wild, man. It's wild.
Ooh-wee. Get this. Florida woman arrested for knocking out co-worker for sending her boyfriend a message on Facebook.
So she's arrested for beating up somebody for just messaging? That's it?
Yeah. The girl at work was trying to see what was up with her man. She found out about it. Went to work the next day and beat her down.
Again, nothing is worth losing your life over or having your life on hold over.
I'm just letting it go. Ain't that crucial to me?
She must don't like it in the first place.
Had to be.
Like her in the first place. Follow the whole thing.
Throwing away your life. Florida man arrested for beating down barber with a bat for messing up his hairline.
I mean, that doesn't seem like a bad thing to do. I think we all have one beat up by Bob Smith of our hairline.
Yes. Or causing those bumps on your face or your head for no reason.
Right.
You didn't clean out the clippers. They use their blue barbicide the right way.
Ain't lying. You ain't lying.
But I do have a kind of a semi point though. Why get the barbershop in a pandemic? I'm just saying.
That too.
I know it's people are going, but I cut my own hair right now, still.
I mean,
I just have to add for it out there. And we got this too. Florida man arrested, Nick, for trying to beat down restaurant owner because he got COVID for eating inside the restaurant. Once again, indoor dining, pandemic, you know the risk.
We are in the middle of a Panasonic.
If you ate outside, I may would even not look at you sideways. Because you are in Florida and it's warm. Still risky, but you're in Florida and it's warm.
Right.
So you got that going for you. But he's want to sue him, but then you can't beat him down for getting COVID. It's your fault, bro.
It is.
You ate inside. What did Dr. Fauci always say? Refrain from indoor dining.
Right.
Refrain from closed spaces. Refrain from going to games at arenas. I'm just saying. But, hey, teach his own.
Teach his own.
Florida woman arrested for throwing cake at boyfriend for not getting her the right cake.
Oh, boy.
I told you it's going to be like Florida today. And it's crazy.
Florida's a wild place.
So you go throw a cake at them for getting the wrong cake.
That makes zero sense.
First of all, I don't know what does it mean to get the wrong cake. Do you get the wrong icing, the wrong size, the wrong type?
Yeah, you got to do something.
Wow. This is a non-Florida story. Stop it already. Parental outrage erupts in Mississippi middle school after eighth graders have a slave letter writing activity.
That teacher should be fired.
Yes.
Just for being stupid. Just stop that alone. Stupid. She got to go.
Very much so. We got this, Nick. The tea is hot. OnlyFans threesome ended with woman's boyfriend getting the other woman pregnant.
I know about that story. It was just sad. But hey, every party, all parties are fucked up in that one.
Yes.
All three.
If you're going to do that, be on the shot or the IUD.
Name it that. Wear a condom.
Well, that part, too.
You're bringing a new person in and you can't wear a condom with the new person?
Yeah, you are playing with fire.
You're playing with fire right there. You could at least have a condom there. Also, if I was the other party as well, I would ask for that person to wear a condom. But
yeah,
maybe it's heat of the moment, but at the same time, bro, nah. There's too many risks out here.
Too many. Nick, it's gonna tell you, this is gonna throw us all off. What in the thin crust fuck? Papa John's ex-executive pizza boy and red sauce racist John Schnatter, KK claims that he's been trying to remove the N-word from his vocabulary for 20 months.
Good luck. And also, how can you remove something from your language? I mean, the simple thing is just not say it. But I guess he says it a lot, so he has to get rid of it and take 20 months to do it.
And still ain't done it. But see, he's saying the quiet part out loud, Onique.
And what's that?
A lot of people say it, but they hide it. But he just said it out loud.
Right. My thing is, I don't see you removing it that easily.
Nah, you just a habit all these years.
Been a habit. So at this point in the game, you might as well just keep saying it, or just ignore yourself and don't say it.
I've had some white friends tell me in private white circles is used a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they use it a lot. So your best bet is to just not use it. Or don't come up here and say, well, doing this for this long, so I gotta stop. Yeah, help me stop using it. No, I won't.
And I gotta say this to my white friends who try to tell me that the music caused them to say it. No, when the song come on, you skip over that word. Don't. But I know when you're in your white spaces, you say it amongst yourselves.
Right.
So I'm just telling you as your black friend, that can get you hurt in black spaces, saying the real words to certain songs with the N-word in it. And because you're used to saying it in your white spaces. I'm just being real with you.
Right.
That can harm you in more ways than one. But hey, I'm not shocked by this story, Neek, but caught in 4K, Miami Heat forward Myers Leonard, who showed his butt, dug deep into his racist Rolodex to spew anti-Semitic slur during live stream.
I mean, I saw the video. I was like, wow, okay. Does he know what that means? Of course he knows. You say he didn't know what it meant. I'm just saying, okay. Then how do you know the word? That's the thing. Like, you don't know what it means, but you know the word. So, how do you know this word?
Exactly.
That's my thing with that, man. I'm straight. He was just, look. Like I said, if you don't know what the word means, you apologize. You apologize and you don't know what the word means. How did you know about this word in the first place?
Exactly. Well, Niggas, so this story is similar. DC man arrested for throwing Purell container of sanitizer at fast food worker for not having him the right amount of tacos in the bag.
He did what?
Threw the Purell sanitizer through the drive through window.
Why would you throw Purell like that?
Exactly. He ordered 8 tacos and had 6 tacos in his bag.
Okay.
He snapped.
My thing is, oh, you can easily just go back and tell them that you ain't got the right amount of tacos. Show me your receipt, get your tacos, probably get more than one more than that. Simple, but people rather flip out. So, but then again, we want to be having these talks now, wouldn't we?
It'll take away our content and material. So ooh, be crazy. Be crazy. Oh, man. South Carolina man arrested after beating down co-worker because he stole his peppermints off his desk.
No, I don't think peppermints. I'm worried they're beating someone down.
Go to Dollar Tree, Dollar General, Walmart, anywhere. And re-up.
Yeah.
And re-up.
Easy, simple re-up.
I don't get it, Caroline. I don't get it at all. Dallas man arrested for throwing water bottle at McDonald's drive-thru window because they did not give him no salt fries.
Like, No. Like I said, some of this stuff ain't worth the reaction it's getting.
It's not.
It's not. But like I said, man, we won't have this show without it, so I'm just going to say this. That person must have high blood pressure because they don't want no Sovereign fries. So, yeah. No waste of time, though.
You now they in jail getting a cold blowing sandwich now. Until right. They bought out.
In jail, being stupid. Hooray.
Catching COVID while you in jail probably as well.
Hooray.
Well, here we go. Florida man arrested wearing one sock, boxers, undershirt, goes 100 miles per hour through the crash site, tells deputies he has business and a jack off at the Ritz.
That's just a wild story right there. Wild story. Very wild story with that one.
Oh man,
it's a wild story.
This is even worse. Florida woman attacks her roommate for taking 8 dumps in one day, saying she's out of the damn bathroom. It's annoying while her boyfriend's over there.
8 in one day? Wow.
The girl had diarrhea probably. She went crazy.
I mean, I understand going to the bathroom a lot is kind of messed up, but at the same time, you got diarrhea, you can't hold that shit in. But also, because your boyfriend is over there, you don't want to go to the bathroom. I mean, your boyfriend should be like, ugh, she funky and not want to mess with her. As far as you're fine, that's not a good that's not a good excuse to use to boyfriend. I'm just boyfriend. I'm like, why am I even in this?
Yeah. So a 2-bedroom apartment with 1 bathroom, that's kind of odd.
Yeah, that's odd too, because usually if you got a roommate, at least both of y'all have.
I wouldn't like that instead of having to share the same bathroom, probably the same shower too. That's an odd. It gotta be one of them old school apartments, maybe.
Right.
Oh my God. Florida woman attacks her roommate, playing the cha-cha slide repeatedly.
He said, "What's the roommate again?"
Attacked in front of the cha-cha slide repeatedly. To the right now.
I'm going to do the same thing.
To the back now. One hop this time.
I don't blame him. That song is annoying. Cut it off.
I heard that song in years to his story. Damn. Man. Oh, my God. Florida man arrested for trying to pay for his meal at Chick-fil-A by exposing his Johnson.
Dog, why? I was going at the Chick-fil-A people. Those are the nicest people in the world. Why would you want to do that to them?
That's not payment, sir.
It's not good payment at all. Terrible payment. Terrible payment.
Oh, man. Florida man arrested for raising up woman's dress during an altar call. See her booty.
Okay. Yeah. That's that Pepe Le Pew type thing right there.
Nigga, you imagine me to see the altar call and the altar prayer and some fool is raising the dress and the check the.
Ah, bro. Nope, the straight paper in the pew right there. Don't wait.
Florida man and his family tortures his impounded vehicle to destroy evidence. All of them in jail.
That's just stupid. Nothing more to say on that. You just stupid. Sorry.
Well, in more church drama, 5 Florida men arrested for beating down Kojic guests for jumping on top of the pews, dancing, and feeling the spirit.
So, some dudes from Kojic beat up a dude because he was feeling the spirit.
No, it was 5 guys. It was a non-Kojic church. They had visitors.
Mm-hmm.
And the visitors were Kojic dancing around, feeling the spirit. And 5 of the men who were at the church, or part of the original church, beat them down. They didn't know what's going on.
I want to be beaten down by the end of the church service. That sounds... Yeah, y'all just going to be known as the beat them down church at this point.
Now, I will allow, when I first saw Kojic people come to my Methodist church, I will throw it off. I wasn't going to beat them down, though.
Or people just don't hate change that much, they just want to beat you down.
I understand the confusion, because I was confused as a child, too.
Right.
But as full adults, you should be able to deal with it, at least.
You should.
But obviously, obviously, since they're on this radio program, they can't deal with it, obviously.
They can't at all.
And Florida man arrested for publisher's clearinghouse scam on the elderly. Thought that went away years ago, publisher's clearinghouse.
I guess it still exists. I didn't think it didn't exist, but I guess it still exists. I never noticed that.
Got our last 2 stories of the day here, Neek. This is one of privilege. And you see what I'm saying? Privilege. Watch this.
Right.
Florida woman threatening to shoot FBI agents with a bottle of Jack Daniels in her hand is detained alive.
I mean, you pretty much said it.
It says story of privilege. That's privilege all day. Privilege.
Right. All day.
And the last story of this week's show is this. Naked Florida man arrested after wandering into neighbor's yard to jump on trampoline.
I get it, trampolines are fun, but she just naked.
It's Florida. They always naked.
Naked though, naked.
Yes, very naked, naked, naked. So, bro, we're at the end of this week's report. What are your thoughts on today's stories, man?
Some things are not worth beating people up for. Wendy's fries is one of them.
Yes,
that's one thing I've learned.
No salt fries as well.
No salt fries. I don't care if it's McDonald's or whatever. It's just certain things I shouldn't feel. I feel like certain not be, you know.
A breakup is not worth beating somebody down for.
Not worth beating up somebody down. A Facebook message. Wendy's fries. Wendy's fries is automatic. It should not be worth it. It's not worth it, people.
Like last week, farting in bed is not worth it either.
Right. Also, gluing somebody's butthole because they didn't get enough fries.
Like, I don't understand it. Gorilla glue is a thing in Florida now. Like, neat. No BS. I had 5 stories I could have went with on glue this last week. I wanted to.
Right.
Gorilla glue needs to be Florida. Leave it alone. Quit buying it.
I think they need to just end Gorilla glue overall so we don't have these problems again.
It's only the summertime too, but it get worse.
It's always going to get worse. It's never going to get better.
Never. Ever, 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 ever get better. So, folks, woo-wee. Follow my man, Nacho Man, Nick Jarrett, the boss man here, bringing you the Florida snooze of the week. The crazy stuff you're ever going to hear in your life. Like I say, I say every week, just think what I don't use.
Right. Think about it.
If this is what makes the show, what doesn't make the show?
Ask yourself that.
You think these people need Jesus and need help and need to leave it alone? Think about what I'm not using. Because, folks, I have an iPad full of stories. I have a to-use pile and a not-to-use pile. if we ever have a dry week, I may go to some of the to-never-use pile. I'm just saying. It's Florida. State that I love, but also I'm ashamed of the same damn time.
Which is understandable.
I'll repeat, I'm not them. Oh, Nick, before you go, do the last week's show. Certain individuals are very upset with you and I both.
I don't know who those individuals are.
They were not too happy with what we said last week on the show. They said they're taking notes of these things for future reference.
I didn't say nothing wrong. I said nothing wrong.
I'll tell you, they're upset with you and I both right now. You think you both are funny? You're comedians now? Is that what you think? You comedians? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No comment.
You know what y'all did?
No comment.
So, I'm just saying, they are upset with us.
And I'm just going to say no comment every time.
Exactly. So, folks, check us out on the show. Neek, Boss, enjoy your March. It's me and Neek's month. We're going to do it big and better for next week. We out.
Peace.